Proverbs 14:26 says, "In the fear of the Lord is strong confidence, and his children shall have a place of refuge." The unsaved world just doesn't understand this. When Bible-believing Christians speak of the fear of the Lord, then the unsaved world pictures us living our lives cowering in fear from the invisible man in the sky who will squash us like a bug if we sin. They're wrong on two main points. Number one, we don't fear God squashing us like a bug, but we do fear provoking him to disciplining us with chastisement. Hebrews 12:6 tells us, "For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth." A parent that doesn't chasten their children is a parent who doesn't love their child. And the world needs to understand they're not his children, and that's why he doesn't chasten them. The second point, we do not fear some invisible man in the sky. As God's children, we have the Spirit of God in our hearts, and the conviction of sin comes from within us for that reason. God walks in us and with us and speaks to us in our conscience and in our hearts. God's Word says, "In the fear of the Lord is strong confidence." The world pictures us cowering in fear as a result of the fear of the Lord, but they simply don't understand that they have this whole thing backward. Our fear of the Lord as his children assures us of his presence and blessing so long as we do not willfully rebel against him or neglect his word to the point that we ignorantly violate his will. But the world is overcome by sin due to their lack of the fear of the Lord. And the result is what we see today when the masses are hooked to psych drugs and just cope with life with substances. A large percentage of the unsaved world are lifelong patients of so-called psychotherapists, psychologists, and psychiatrists. The view of the lost world toward our fear of the Lord is perverted. It's flipped on its head. And their ideas about the fear of the Lord is utter deception. But you may have noticed I specifically refer to Bible-believing Christians when referring to Christians who speak of the fear of the Lord. Why? Because most professing Christians today are not Bible-believing Christians. We've discussed Gallup and Pew polls for years in our regular Bible studies and our current event updates before our Bible studies, which consistently show that a minority of professing born-again or evangelical Christians believe the Bible and hold to a biblical view of God. That's why most of the books and teaching on what is called mental health that is found in Christian bookstores and on Christian web stores, they will not teach or emphasize the fear of the Lord, and at least not in any meaningful or biblical way. Mainstream Christianity is not Bible-believing Christianity, and they hold many of the same errors that you'll find taught by the unsaved world. And as mainstream Christian teaching purges or distorts the truth about the biblical teaching on the fear of the Lord, you see Christian churches becoming recruitment stations for the psychobabble industry and for Big Pharma with its endless supply of psych meds and mind-altering substances. But Bible believers who are born again and who also then put into practice biblical truth, they will, among other things, hold to the biblical view of the fear of the Lord. Instead of boldly and brazenly disobeying the Lord and become a slave to sin and to self, which produces people who live in bondage without the peace of God or true love of God or true love of others or for others, the Bible believer can rest in the promise given in this proverb when it says, "His children shall have a place of refuge." You have to be one of his children by faith in the gospel of Jesus Christ, and then you have to believe and live by his word, which will include living in the fear of the Lord in a biblical manner. So we turn to God with confidence as a result of walking in his presence with fear, with respect, with love, with appreciation, and with thanksgiving for all that he has done for us. And the fact is, Jesus is our place of refuge.